you're having a party, you can hire people to cook the food, serve the drinks, even send out the invitations. But how do you make sure your guests will have a good time? In the New York City area, you can hire someone to take care of that too. Party motivators are people who are hired to jazz up social events, such as weddings and birthday parties. They're good at working a crowd and encouraging sad sacks and wallflowers to enjoy themselves. NPR party animal Jim Zaroli spent some time with a party motivator and prepared this audio postcard.
Inside a rented party room in Short Hills, New Jersey, the reception for Seth Goldstein's bar mitzvah is just getting underway. Dozens of 13 and 14-year-olds are gathered, some playing foosball, some just standing around shyly without talking very much. 25-year-old Susie Choi plunges into the room like a champion swimmer diving into a pool and begins to talk to the first boy she sees. She grabs him by the neck, rubbing the top of his head playfully.
Hi, Graham.
Hi.
How are you?
How do you know him?
I know everybody.
The boys stare at Choi with her long blonde hair and black spandex pants as though they've never seen anything like her. Choi is what's known as a party motivator, one of six hired to work this bar mitzvah today. Over the years, she's done hundreds of weddings, sweet 16 parties, and corporate gatherings. Her job is to make sure that all of the guests have a good time. She talks to the boys for a while and then moves on. She goes to a small group of bored-looking girls sitting around a table and tries to get them talking.
Do you graduate this year or do you graduate next year?
This year.
You graduate, and then you go to high school? Excited. Freshman year is actually was my favorite year of all of high school. It really was. You know, everyone says it's the hardest. It's scary for like a week and then it's just a ball. It really is.
Any adult who's ever tried to draw out a 13-year-old knows what Choi is up against, but her efforts pay off. Soon the girls are talking about what it would be like to have a personal shopper, and she moves on again. Choi has been a party motivator since she was a teenager. She saw one once at a bar mitzvah and instantly knew what she wanted to be when she grew up.
Well, when I was 13, I just thought they were the coolest things. I really did. I said, wow, these are people that love to dance, and they get paid to party. They're getting paid to have a great time. There can't be a better job than this.
Choi, who's trained as a dancer, eventually went to work for a New Jersey company called Total Entertainment. The company has some 200 freelance motivators on staff, but Choi is one of the most popular. Joel Goldstein specifically requested her for his son's bar mitzvah.
Well, Susie is unbelievable. She is just always has a smile on her face, upbeat, outgoing, just happy to dance with everybody. And she's just really keeps the party going, just her inner self just keeps everyone happy and going, and she is just awesome.
One thing Choi loves to do is dance, and lucky for her, the Goldsteins' guests are big dancing fans. Soon everybody heads for the ballroom, a DJ begins playing a lot of vintage dance songs, and the party kicks into high gear. In no time, Choi is out on the floor, swinging to the beat and pumping her fists in the air, and never spending too long with any one partner. If she sees a couple not dancing, she sometimes tries to gently prod them onto the floor. Choi dances a long time, but eventually she comes in for a break, panting slightly and dabbing the sweat off her forehead. Her goal at parties like this, she says, is to help people connect, to leave them feeling energized and wanting more.
You know, a lot of people sometimes are shy by nature, but deep down within, they have, you know, someone, a wild side, and they want to let go, and they want everybody to be, you know, involved. And I think that the party motivators kind of take, you know, reach inside and grab that wild side of them out. Because you can always tell the people that stand along the outskirts of the dance floor and they're just kind of bouncing along. You know that those are the people that want to be on the dance floor, but maybe they just don't have the guts to go out and do it. So at least if we're there, we can, you know, kindly pull them and encourage them to be involved.
And with that, Choi goes to pass out party favors to the dancers. The kids are a little slow to join in, but many of the parents have become dancing fools. The ballroom is filled with men and women in suits and long dresses, wearing silly hats and oversized sunglasses, and shaking their hips and arms with abandon. Choi disappears into the crowd, but every now and then you can see her pop up somewhere and look around, searching for someone, anyone, who's not yet having a good time. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.